Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Team on the Volume Voice Network in partnership with SB Nation. I am Meg Murray, and I am joined, as always, by Paul Stewart. Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Pretty good. It's the weekend. What are you doing
this weekend?
This weekend, I am going to watch the Celtic versus Inverness Caledonian Thistle Scottish Cup final with my father. And basically, if Celtic win the Scottish Cup, they've won every domestic trophy in all competitions in Scotland. So they've done the treble. So
is that just this season?
Just this season.
Wow.
So they've won everything. They've won the league, they've won the League Cup, and are on the verge of winning the Scottish FA Cup. So
are they favoured to win?
By a long slide. I'm actually quite surprised Inverness Caledonian Thistle actually got to the final, but it's just how the cards have been dealt. There's always going to be that one team that does surprise you. It actually does make it to the final, but personally, I think Celtic are just way too strong of a team. They've got a good manager. They've got a good squad. I think it's just going to be a couple of beers in the sun watching the game.
Are you going to the actual game, or are you...
No, I'm not going to the game. It's at the National Stadium, which is at Hampden Park, which is an absolute nightmare to get home from, I will say. But no, I'm just going to watch it with my dad.
Oh. You're going to sit on a patio? You said there was some sunshine involved.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to, like, well, the game's finished, I'll probably just chill out at my mom and dad's house, crack open a couple of beers, and just chill out.
Sounds like a day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Shoot. I have to see what the old Celtic bar is doing over here in Dallas for tomorrow.
Hey, that's a shout, by the way. You should actually, if you're up early enough, and you should go and check it out for sure.
What time would it be over here? Like 6 or 9?
Let me tell you when kickoff is, actually. Bear with me one moment. So it is a 5:30 kickoff, which would be 11:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not too bad at all, actually.
Huh. This is interesting now. All right.
You should go contact the
Dallas show up at the Celtic bar.
Absolutely. Definitely contact the Dallas Celtic Support Club.
I'm wearing my Scotland jersey.
Not at all. Just say, come on, you boys in green, and they'll be like, oh yeah, pints of Guinness, like snake bites. It's a party.
It's a party, yeah. I took Paul to a pub in Dallas, and I think, what did I get? I thought I got a cider with a Guinness, and like I think that he was gonna pass out. What is that?
Yeah, because normally we would do beer inside it and we call it snake bites.
Yeah.
But I've never ever seen someone do that with a cider and a Guinness before. So that was like a completely new experience. But I will say it was actually quite nice.
Oh, now you say it. You were dogging me the whole time.
I was dogging it.
I told my friends and they said you're disgusting. And I was like,
okay. Initially, I did say that, yeah. Until I actually tried it. It's like, I think Meg's onto something here, actually.
Well, you know, we like to bastardize the pub traditions that you guys have into American things. So it's just what we did.
I'm all here for it.
At least that one passed your pub test. So Harwood Arms in Dallas passes the pub test.
Certainly does.
I am going to be on a boat, hopefully. Now that I'm looking at the weather, I'm like worried. I don't know. It doesn't look like there's really going to be any actual rain, so hopefully it'll still work out in my favor. But, you know, just a little boat day with Captain Jeff. So
at least you've got, you guys have got a luxury to do that type of stuff. Me, I need to drive all the way to Loch Lomond, and it costs you a fortune to take a boat out for the day. So it's like, it's very not common for us to take boats out here at all. It's just too expensive.
Pays to know a guy with a boat business.
Ah, there we go.
So I hope everyone else is having a good weekend this weekend. You know, enjoy the sunshine, wear it where you have it.
Absolutely. Cowboys Nation, get your feet up, have a couple of beers, have a cool one.
Right. We are in the time of the year where, you know, things are a little more relaxed, a little chill.
Yeah. If you want.
But they still do have those OTAs, so Mr. Paul is going to tell us how it all went down.
Yes, so on Thursday, which was probably the last practice of the OTAs, so Dak Prescott targeted Peyton Hendershot, dropped a pass, and it was picked off by rookie sixth rounder Eric Scott. Matt Willetsko has been seen playing both right tackle and at left guard. Sammy Fojoko has actually been making some big plays. He called in a big touchdown reception during a 7-on-7 2-minute drill. Jalen Tolbert is looking a lot more comfortable, but he did have a drop. Osa Odigizua and Tyler Smith. Sorry, my tongue just
absolutely. One of the Smith guys.
One of the Smiths. Any Smith at all. we're getting a little bit physical, despite there was no shoulder pads and no helmets. So there were. Getting a bit too close for comfort, especially for an OTA. So it's going to get spicy during actual proper training camp when it's full contact. So that'll
Mike
be good.
Mike McCarthy's worried about getting fined. So his wife's probably more worried about them getting fined. But you know what? Better watch that pocketbook. You're going to have to pay the fine, bros.
I know. Also, Luke Shoemaker has been walking about with a boot on his right foot today, and the reports are saying he's got plantar fasciitis. So, which is
not fun at all.
It's annoying. It's not serious. It's easily treatable. Just it's going to require maybe a couple of days, a week or so, just to kind of like fix the arch in your foot, get it rested up, make sure that the movement in there is all good. It's all nice and relaxed, and you should be good to go again. Also, Trenton Visciano, the kicker, was 6'8", was wide at 44 yards and wide right at 55 yards. Tony Pollard and Tyrone Steele opened up the practice outdoors on rehab with Brett Brown. Then Pollard joined the team inside for mental reps and as of yesterday, this is nothing to do with OTAs, but we got to see Overshawn showing some of our hidden talents out there at the rookie premiere hosted by DallasCowboys.com's Kyle Yeomans. I don't know have you seen the video yet, Meg?
I have not.
Oh my goodness, right. So the question was asked, it's like, if there's one thing you could do better than all your teammates on stage right now, what can it be? And Overshawn just stepped up to us and said, I can sing, right? And he stepped up and absolutely bawled out, singing some country music. It was,
right.
Yeah, I am not joking. It's fantastic. And it actually sounded really good. I thought it was awesome.
All right. I'm going to have to alert Kelsey so she can help him out with his Western gear.
Well, there you go. He does love his cowboy hats, Overshawn, as we saw back in the draft.
Yes. Got to get him some Luke Casey boots.
Oh, yeah. He'll be a real cowboy.
That's cool. I feel like we usually have a little musical talent on the team somewhere. So nice to see him pop out. We've just been with Kelvin Joseph, I guess, has been the
yeah.
Most recent.
Yeah, let's not go into that road.
I'm still waiting to see if he could be a good safety. We'll soon find out.
Yeah, time will tell. I'm sure he's during going into this training camp, there is going to be some plans for him, but it's really up to Kelvin Joseph to really step up this year. if you really want, like, I think his NFL career is definitely on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for him being a second round draft pick, and it's only been really utilized in special teams, it's not really been a good investment so far. So he needs to step up if he wants to have any significant future being an NFL player, not so much a Dallas Cowboys player. It's just a harsh truth. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that writing is on the wall for that one. So not super surprising. Did you see that Jake Ferguson got invited to tight end university?
I did. I'm honestly, like, I know we drafted Shoemaker and stuff like that, but I'm really excited to see the development for Jake Ferguson. Like, he came on late for the Cowboys. Like, he filled in for Dalton Schultz when he was out, did a really good job. Like, and for a fourth rounder coming from Wisconsin, I think he's done exceptionally well. And everyone knows, like, well, not everyone knows, but you get the idea. Like, if you're a rookie tight end, like being a fourth rounder, you're not expected to kind of make big plays or get much game time. But every time he has been on the field, he has made some really wow moments. Like, it's so I'm really excited to see what he can do for his second season.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I think we talked about this when we were discussing, like, who they may draft. I was so surprised that everyone was, like, beating the drum for tight end. Not that it's not a need, but just everyone was like, oh, first round, second round, whatever. I just never thought with that group, I know they're young, but it just seemed like we were in a pretty good spot at that position. And, like, like you and I wanted to address O-line priority over tight end. But yeah. I'm excited to see what Schumacher does, but I have always been a little high on, like, Ferguson and Henderson's, like, potential.
I totally agree. Like, people say you should have the best wide receiver core out there, but we could might potentially say, given time, might have the best tight end core.
Well, in the tight end position, I guess, you know, coming into the league when Dak did with Witten at the helm, and then, you know, going from that to just cultivating a great relationship with, you know, Jarwin and really with Schultz, the tight end position has always been kind of his little safety blanket position. So to have guys that, you know, can take on the torch from the last guy.
And I think this is quite a good thing you just mentioned. It's the safety blanket. It's like, Ferguson's now going to be one of those safety blankets for tight end, as is Hendershot, but now you're adding an extra safety blanket. Like, if one tight end goes out, at least you're still going to have a safety blanket that's still capable of making big plays when it really matters.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be huge to, and the fact that they've been working out, like, all off season together.
Yep.
It's great. And just that room usually has good vibes. So Luke's in a good place.
Yeah. And I would like to see what the chemistry is like when Shoemaker meets up with Ferguson and Henderson. Yeah. Because we noticed that throughout the season that Ferguson and Henderson had a bit of a bromance, like, off, like, on the sidelines and stuff like that, and I laugh and stuff like that. Like they're like, I don't know, I'm trying to find a comedy act, really, but you're now adding an art. I don't
understand this reference, but to me, they were kind of like Zach Braff and Donald Faison, like the guys from Scrubs.
Yeah, that's actually quite a good one, actually. Yeah, I can see where you're going with that, actually. I can get behind that.
I thought they were cute. They're little cuties.
Now you've got a trifecta now.
Yeah, just add another one in the mix. Yeah, but, like, and so just, you know, from what I've heard from, you know, Dalton and stuff like that, like, that they've all just, like, been really supportive of each other. And I know that, like, Peyton and Jake will carry that on, bringing Luke into the mix. So I think that there's a bright future for that tight end position. I'm not too worried about those guys.
I'm not particularly worried about it at all.
Not one bit.
No. There's the English Mary Poppins accent going again.
That's Murray Poppins to you.
Oh, there we go.
All right. I need you to talk cap space to me. Like, what's the whole stuff? Everything with Ezekiel Elliott is going down. What is the word on the street?
Right. So obviously from June 1st, Ezekiel Elliott is basically, we've now just saved over 20 million in cap space. So it's a lot of like, so I'm just reading the article right now. So adding another 10.9 million in space of a grand total of 21.4 million since Ezekiel Elliott is no longer with the Dallas Cowboys. So it creates room for improvement for other positions. There could be other players that we could bring in to the current roster, or there could be players we would like to retain for the future. So we've got options what we can do with that cap space. So, for example, get Trevon Diggs signed to a new deal. Get CeeDee Lamb signed to a new deal, or look like Sir Terrence Steele, all those type of things, like get them to like a, not, well, maybe like a team friendly deal, but just keep them here in a more longer term for his development, and vice versa for like, and could be some free agent players that might be getting released from other teams. We could bring them in. So there's a lot of what this, like when it comes to the front office, the office is not closed yet. There's still going to be plenty of business going ahead.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah. I mean, in that, I feel like that makes people think about, you know, maybe a D-hop, maybe like we get that Diggs deal signed. I think that's probably the most likely thing to happen, is to get Diggs some money. But we'll see.
Yeah, for me, Diggs is probably priority number one, and priority number two is get Lamb signed onto a new contract. For me, that's the first two. Other than that, I just like to get some of the other positions just to get some more rotation in there, like offensive line, get more bodies in there, because I feel as though we didn't do enough in the draft. We could do with more veteran faces in the O-line as well, because the veterans that we've got right now is Zach Martin and Tyron Smith, who are the oldest guys on our O-line right now. And we've got Tyler Smith going into his second season, for Terrence Steele in his third season. Like, even though they're considered veterans now, but we could do with someone that's actually had a bit more years on the clock, like knows more, they can bring to the table. So I think that's still something, a possibility we could look into using that cap space for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just let everybody on Twitter tell Stephen how to spend his money, just because I know that he's the one who's doing it, and he's also not listening to us. But sometimes we break through. So keep at it, I say.
To be fair, I did give Stephen a good market proposal of doing the not just America's team, it's the world's team t-shirt, and he'd actually like the idea, but he's not went through with it yet.
Well, when you guys invade, you can really get that in motion.
Oh, don't you worry, we will. And saying that, I do have an update in regards to that. So we have been speaking from our friends in Germany, the Big D Deutschland Cowboys fans group, and Thomas, who is actually going to be on the same flight as us going over to Thanksgiving. So we're going to be completely international going as we're traveling along to.
Let's go.
So we've got Canada coming over, we've got Germany, and we've got the UK coming over. So it's going to be a nice international takeover. And like I keep saying, this really is the world's team. There is no shadow doubt of about it.
That's insane. I love that they're all hopping on board too. That's great.
Yeah, so it makes sense as well, because everyone knows that when the Thanksgiving game is, everyone knows it's going to be a home game. So it makes kind of sense for all the fans. So at least we know, and it's a more longer time period to actually save more money for your traveling, your accommodation, etc. If you were to come here at like the start of the season, it could be a bit more expensive that way, depending on where you play, especially if it's on the road. Because let's be honest, like every home away game for the Cowboys seems to be the most expensive one. Like you remember Tampa Bay a couple of years ago, they were wanting tickets for like $400 at least. For like up in the nosebleeds and stuff like that.
To be fair, let me give you guys a little hack. And I said this 5,000 million times too. I went with two of my friends. My friend Greg could not wait to buy the tickets. And I was like, I think we just buy them the day before. And he was like, no, we have to have tickets before we get on the plane. And I was like, okay. So he buys them like 2 or 3 months in advance. And yeah, if he's listening to this, I am making fun of you. but I said that a million times. The tickets were like 300 something, and they were up top. They were good seats, whatever. Like the day before, like when we were in Tampa, we landed. My other buddy bought his ticket, same general area, 150.
That's crazy. I'm so good for half the price.
Yeah,
That's
that was the away game. I figured, and that's what you were talking about, right? In Tampa.
yeah. Like there was a like I remember it very clearly because I was actually thinking about going to that game, going to Florida,
Yeah.
and I just saw the prices for tickets and I was just like, nope.
Well, and so that's what I did with when I went to the game in Charlotte. I was actually at a bachelorette party, on like the coast of North Carolina, and I was like, I have a flight back out of like the airport over here, but I could switch it to Charlotte if there's like decent tickets. And I went down to the wire. It was like the night before the game. It was like Saturday night. And I looked and I was like, $300 lower bowl. Let's go, baby.
Man, can't
But
complain
like
about
before that, they were like 500 something. And I was like, no, can't do it.
that. Yeah.
Gotta wait last minute when people are getting desperate.
So you're saying is don't get my Seattle Seahawks ticket yet, do it the day before. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really noted.
Well, but that's a home game. So Cowboys games are a little different. I don't have any way to tell you like what's the best thing to do for that because thankfully my father has tickets, so I've never had to fight in these streets for a ticket.
I would like to think
Sox
it'd be the
game.
same. I would like to think it'd be the same scenario. It could be like last minute
I think
things.
so.
People might, it's like, oh, we can't go anymore. Let's put them up on NFL
Yeah.
ticket exchange type of thing. Try and get some money back from it, etc.
I would think so. Yeah, when we can't go to games, we'll do that, but I don't think they've never dropped a face, but they're never like as expensive as they could be. So we'll see. And you never know. Maybe my dad doesn't want to go to the game and you can come with me.
Hey,
We'll see. We'll see what he's up to.
we'll see what happens.
Wild one that Gene. Wild card.
Well,
Either way, I always say waiting to the last minute is not a terrible idea because people are gonna like need to offload tickets. So just have faith.
I could always sweeten the deal for your dad for a bottle of whiskey then.
He'll take it. Honestly, it would probably be my mom. She'd be like, I don't have to go. Goodbye. In crowds, so
Your dad would be like, okay, where's my bottle of whiskey? And your mom's just like, it's like, what whiskey?
I don't know what
Oh
you're talking about. She'll be like, "Where's that toilet wine that you were talking about?"
my God, I can't believe you keep saying that. Toilet wine, that's just.
I genuinely thought that's what you were saying. Like it was like like if you were to talk about like this stuff called Franzia here that comes in a bag, like I would say that's like shitty wine. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Right, I need to pause you, Sam, because we need to give context here for anyone that's just listening here for the first time. So from my neck of the woods here in Scotland, Bonnie Scotland, all in the mountains, all wearing kilts, looking very like William Wallace, we have a caffeinated tonic wine and we call it Buckfast, right? And
you say tonic, like tonic. T-O-N-I-C.
T-O-N-I-C.
I completely missed.
Yeah, you translated that after a couple of shots of tequila and thought I said toilet. That's what you thought I said.
Well, there were shots of tequila on both sides here, so you were.
That's true. That's true. But
listening in cursive, okay?
That's okay. So that's the kind of end the gist of the story. So we had
yeah, he comes up and he's like, "Do you want to try some of this toilet wine?" And I was like, "What?"
Well.
Talking to Dave's mom, and I was like, "Yeah, it's toilet wine or something." She was like, "Toilet wine."
So like, what the hell do you Scottish people drink?
Everybody, and you were like, "What?"
Yeah, even I was confused. I was like, it's like who? What you talking about toilets? What?
It was a long day. Okay, that was the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, against the Raiders. Yeah, that game. Ugh. That game sucked. But the
did suck.
But the festivities and stuff like that was all good.
Yeah.
It was a good day. It was a good day to be around with everybody and stuff like that. I had an awesome time.
Some Thanksgiving staples. We had some turkey and cranberry sauce and all that good stuff.
And everyone wanted to jump on my shoulder that day as well.
They sure did. Did they want to jump on your shoulder or did you say, can you take a photo of me and J-Tuck and he's going to jump on my back?
Yeah, then all of a sudden Kelsey wanted to do it. Yeah, and it's like, all right, just jump on my back then, all right.
Basically, what I'm trying to tell you all is that if you have a chance to run into Paul at a tailgate, you should do it.
But don't do it unannounced, like, because I'll probably end up swinging for the fences.
As long as you don't touch his...
Yeah. Yeah, that's one rule you never do to a Scotsman. Don't lift up the kilt. Because you wouldn't do it to a woman. Put it that way.
I would think about doing that, but like, you know, if we need to remind people, don't do that. Just say, hey, Paul.
Yeah. Just say, oh, you're the Scottish guy. You're the Scottish cowboy. Okay, can we say hello? I was like, yeah, hi. How you doing?
His face will be painted blue in some capacity. It'll be great.
I'm actually thinking about actually kind of retiring that, to be honest, and not wearing the kilt, because I just want to watch the game and not get pestered, if that makes sense.
That's completely fair, honestly. Because the kilt is just like you're asking people to come up to you.
Yeah, so I'm definitely considering not bringing it with me. I'll definitely wear it when I'm with Brian and Mike and that for the Thanksgiving game for sure. But for the Seahawks game, I'll just go plain Jane, just normal Cowboys jersey, some jeans. Yeah, Michael Parsons jersey, gotta be.
There you go. Can you tell we're excited for football season, guys?
And it just cannot come soon enough.
It's just around the corner.
Oh, man. Like, and it's so frustrating. Like, well, here's an interesting thing. At least I've got football here in the UK because the British-American football is now underway. So my former team, East Kilbride, they're playing on Sunday against Tamworth, so that will be a really good game, but it's going to be scorching hot. It's going to be like, well, I'm just trying, I can't remember how to do Fahrenheit, so I do apologize, but it's going to be like the 25s, 26s.
It feels like 90.
Yeah, so it's going to be in the 90s, I think.
Yikes. Here's the thing. I need you to think about your friends back in Texas, because we're going to hit the hundreds here soon. I feel it. And I'm not ready.
Listen, I'm all about the heat, believe it or not. Like, that's one of the other reasons why I want to... Like, people think I'm insane. It's like, why do you want to move to Texas? This is where one, it's the... I love the heat. I love heat. So you can put me in a bait oven and it'll still be good.
Oh, that's pretty much what Texas is, so...
Send me up.
That's going to be like pools and lakes and bodies of water.
Sounds good to me. Tequila. It makes me happy. Da, 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 da,
All right, guys.
da.
Well, we're gonna go enjoy our weekends. We're gonna root on the Celtic. We're gonna hop on a boat. We're gonna do all the things. And we hope you do too. Until then, you can catch all the fun stuff every single day if you subscribe, rate, review, tell Paul that he is beautiful and you can't wait to see him in Texas. And
Oh, shucks.
and also blogginboys.com has all the stuff that you want to know, so make sure you check that out. Paul, where can they find you and follow along with your Celtic fandom?
Yeah, guys, you can follow me at I Am P Stew on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, toodaloo.
Toodaloo, Dallas forever, Philly for never.
I like it when you say it because I have to say it for Kelsey.
Do
didn't.
you? Bye, folks.
Bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.